Here's Devlin Culliver, who now joins us at the table here at the Brew Kettle. I mentioned earlier, it seems to be like a rush of people and coaches that come in at one point. And I saw you come in. I saw the red Elyria hat, and I'm like, ooh, Devlin's going to have to wait a little while. But we appreciate your patience. Hopefully you got a good meal out of
it. I sure did. I sure did.
And we were reminiscing as you sat down here during the break. We talked a few days after you got hired on the WEOL Saturday morning show. And yes. I remember that conversation. And I remember after we finished the interview going, that guy's pretty impressive. I think Heather Beck and the folks over at Elyria have found their guy. But now you've had a few months to immerse yourself into the community and with the kids. And how are you finding it as being the first-year head coach at Elyria?
It's been a good experience so far. You know, we're trying to put the team together and get them working hard and going in the right direction. And I haven't had any resistance from any player on the team up to this point. So the coaching staff, we're pleased, and we're just trying to push as hard as we can every day, you know, just trying to go forward.
Devlin, I'll start the interview with you how I just ended it with Coach O'Donnell over at Brookside about kids that have really struggled the past couple of years on the football field. It's been tough at Elyria. How do you change that mindset? How do you go from, man, things just aren't going well, to a winning mindset?
Well, for me over at Elyria, what I found out is it was more they didn't trust the adults that were in charge of them, you know. So we're coming in with trying to get the kids to trust us as coaches and as men, you know, and we try to do stuff outside of football to help them with their lives, you know, other than just being football coaches, you know. And that's paid off really big for us up to this point. I required all the coaches to do more than just coach football, because a lot of those kids are suffering outside of football, and it's hard for them to come every day and practice. And so we're trying to be father figures to them and coaches at the same time.
We had Coach O'Donnell kind of give our listeners a quick thumbnail sketch of the resume. We'll have you do the same thing. How'd you end up at Elyria High, and where were you before you became the head coach of the Pioneers?
Well, I spent the last 8 years at Maple Heights. I had a couple stints at Shaw High School. That was my first head coaching job, you know, back in the 90s and the early 2000s. And I was out in Painesville Harvard for a little while. And after Painesville, I went over to Maple. And so last season, I took a year off because my oldest son, who's a senior at St. Joe's, I wanted to spend time with him and get the chance to see him play. And so when I saw the Elyria job open up, you know, I threw my name in the hat. I wasn't even expecting a phone call, but, you know, I got one and came up for an interview and just gave it the best shot that I had.
See, that's why I tell my kids all the time, you got to at least apply. You
right,
never know what will
right.
happen.
Coach, the big takeaway that I took from the interview with Tim for the magazine was culture, change culture.
Yes.
And you've already alluded to that a little bit by just what you're requiring of your coaches beyond the football field. How do you go about changing it on the field with those kids?
Well, I sort of took a page from my high school coach. You know, I'm from Youngstown. I went to Youngstown Cardinal Mooney and played for, you know, Coach Don Butchie. And that was actually my first – once I graduated from college, I went back to Mooney, and that was my first year as a high school coach. And the one thing that he always stressed to the coaching staff was – just to be the biggest jerk that you can be on the football field at practice. At the time, I didn't understand what that meant, but as I started getting into head coaching on my own, what that really means for me is we try not to let the kids get away with anything. No walking. You have to run everywhere you go. You have to give 100% effort at all times. You have to have your shoes tied, your jersey down, just little bitty tiny stuff that, you know, a high school kid will take for granted, you know. And so now they're starting to get used to that. They have to do everything the right way. And that's from cleaning up the locker room, the bathroom, everything. So they're getting into that mode now that everything's important. And now we're starting to see it when we start running plays and running defense. We're starting to see that they care now about how we look as football players.
I've never met Coach Bucci, but that almost has a Belichick sound to it.
Yes.
As do your job.
Do your job. Yeah.
Don't worry about everybody
right.
else.
Right.
Just do your job.
That's
similarities.
It. That's
there.
It. Yeah.
And if you're going to, that's a wonderful start. But as I look at this schedule, nobody in Lorain County has a more brutal schedule than Elyria High. Just because of the league that you're in, and then you pick up Lorain in a non-league game, and Bedford was down a little bit last year, but that's been a playoff team, and certainly we know what Midview's capable of. What do you focus on when you take a look at that schedule? Do you say, we got to pick some spots where we get some wins and try to get a little momentum going, or is it just one week after another just trying to build off of what you're doing?
Well, right now it's one week after another. You know, just like I told the kids this morning, you know, I don't ever want to take the cop-out way and say we just need to be competitive, because you can go 0-10 again and be competitive. You know, we're trying to win. I don't care if we play Minner or Solo. I don't care about any of those, you know, big powerhouse teams. We're going in with the mentality that we're trying to win. And if we lose, we're going to go down swinging if we're going to lose. And that's what I saw on tape last year, that Elyria was losing, but they weren't fighting. They were just laying down, getting beat. I'm not built that way. You know, I just can't. I can't deal with that, and I'm not going to accept that from the team. So.
What do you look to install offensively, defensively? What's going to kind of be, you know, Devlin Culliver football at Elyria High?
You know, defensively, we've been a three-man front this year, a 3-4 defense, and you know, I told the defensive coaches, my philosophy on defense is this. If you can't run or tackle, you can't play. Now, when I say the word run, I'm not saying that you have to be fast, but you have to be willing to run at all times. You know, offensively, the same thing. We have to be physical. We have to play fast. You know, we're trying to outrun people. You know, we have kids that can run, and we have to get them to use all of their speed and talent at all times. And, you know, offensively, we've been a spread offense, and we'll do some under-the-center stuff, but we're trying to get the ball in space to our best players and turn it into backyard football.
There you go. So as you come from the east side over to Elyria, are there programs that you're trying to emulate? In other words, do you look at Elyria and go, that could be like a Maple Heights where, you know, Shaq has had success and got them to the playoffs, or that can be like this particular school? Is there a model perhaps that you're using, Devlin?
You know, I sort of use the model from all the places that I've been, you know, and like I said, I'm a type of coach who I want the kids to play hard at all times, and that's how I was raised in football, you know, coming from Youngstown, because, you know, if you're a football player in Youngstown, you're
no
a football
cream
player.
No puffs down in Youngstown.
No, you know, so.
You're not playing hard, you're standing
right
on the sideline.
That's right. So that's just my mentality. Now, I've carried that with me all these years. You know, we just got to play hard at all times and not accepting any excuses.
I want to give you a moment or two to talk about players. I don't think we've talked personnel yet. Are there a couple of guys or some young guys on this team that have kind of stood out for you at least early on?
Yes, you know, well, our seniors, you know, Michael Knapp, you know, Deuce Knapp, he started last year. He's outside linebacker. Probably one of the toughest kids that I've ever coached. You know, he's just a hard-nosed kid, very coachable. Nate Bryan, the defensive tackle, you know, he also started last year. Hard to move off the ball on both sides of the ball. You know, but I'm the proudest of Dylan Charlo, you know, our quarterback, you know. I watched him on film last year, you know, and he struggled at times, but he always gave a great effort, you know. And the thing that I love about him is, he wants to be a good quarterback. You know, he listens to everything I ask him to do, and he'll go right out and try to apply it. And even if he messes it up, he's going to at least do what I ask him to do. And he's learning now how to be a vocal leader, because he's really a quiet, shy kid. But I told him, I said, you can't play quarterback being shy and quiet. You know, I might as well go out there and play quarterback. So what's the difference? You know? So
you mentioned you watched him on film, these players. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you've seen in person that you go, wow, I didn't notice that on film?
Several things. You know, with a Davion Drummer, you know, on film, he looks fast on film, but he's really fast in person. I mean, he can really, really, really run. You know, played wide receiver and a little bit of running back last year. And tailback Jaheim Atkinson, you know, he's shifty on tape, but in person he's a lot shifter than I gave him credit for, you know. So it's a couple of kids who on film don't look as good as they are in person. So.
And before we let you go, I know last year we went over to Elyria when they christened the new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it and you go, boy, you fill this place, it could be rocking. I mean, it could be jumping. Elyria deserves for that stadium to have a lot of excitement. I'm sure that's one of the things that kind of incentivizes you and perhaps the kids.
Yes. You know, we had a pretty good facility over at Maple, but nothing like Elyria. That's one of the best facilities I've ever seen or had opportunity to coach at, you know. So we're trying to use that to our advantage.
Absolutely.
You know, it, everything over there is red, you know. So we're trying to make it happen, you know, we're red and white, so that's the school colors, and that's what we're pushing, you know. And we want it to be as packed as it can get in there, you know, no matter who we're playing. And so that's our goal, to pack the bleachers and put on a show for the fans of Elyria.
There you go. Well, hey, it's nice to meet you in person. As
same
I
here,
said, I remember here. The Saturday morning interview like it was yesterday. But great to see you here. We appreciate you coming out and your patience.
Thank you. No
as you
problem.
Waited
no
for
problem.
Your time. But great job, and look forward to talking to you all year long.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Devlin.